It's one. Two.
I used to, yeah.
Torreyway, Northwest London. Tuesday, Yud Zayin Elul, the 13th of September. Harav Moshe Batal Grosdan Shlita, Eilon Melech Ela Otto. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Maxi Grosnas on the yard site of his late father-in-law, Reb Arya ben Reb Moshe Batal Reich, Zeich Tzal Livrocha. His yard site is today.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Tesum Abbas, tells us the following. The Gemara says, Heyed Riben Eliyokim Mishum Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim. Who is Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim? His holy congregation in Yerushalayim. I once saw that it was at a time that Yidden were not allowed to live in Yerushalayim, but there were always Yidden in Yerushalayim, just they hid out. And they were known as the Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim, like unnamed. That's who Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim is. Either way, he was made in their name. Whoever goes from Gaal Yisrael straight into Shemona Esra, Eino Nizik Kol Yom Kuloi, will not be harmed the whole day. Omrev Zera, is that true? I did Smichas Kol Yom and I got harmed. So the Rabbonim said to him, how did you get harmed? That you had to pay tax before the king? That's not a harm. It's worth paying tax before the king. Because Gemara says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, la'olam yishtadl odom lorutz likras malchi Yisrael." A person should always try and run to see Jewish kings. V'loy likras malchi Yisrael, but not just Jewish kings. El afilu likras malchi akum, even Goyish kings. Why? She'im yizke yavchim b'malchi Yisrael malchi akum. If you'll merit, you'll be able to see the difference between the Yiddish kings and the Goyish kings. What it means is, you should see the kings of now, the Yiddish ones, you see even the Goyish kings, and then you'll see, La'olam Haba, you'll see the Gadluson Shel Yisrael, how much greater it is. Two pshatim in that. Either when Melech HaMashiach comes, you'll see how much more glorious it will be. So it's worth seeing now the Malchus in order to compare. In Yizkeh, you'll be able to compare how great the Malchus of Mashiach will be, or how great the Matan Schoron Shel Tzadikim La'asid Lover will be in comparison to all this glory and splendor in Olam Hazeh, which doesn't really come close to the merit, to what Klal Yisrael will get in Olam Haba. So that's the idea of going Likras Malchei Yisrael, and not only Likras Malchei Yisrael, even Likras Malchei Akum. There's another Gemara, same Masechta, we'll stick to Brochas today. It's in Daf Yud Tes, Omed Beis. The Gemara is discussing Godel Kovod Abrius, Shedoy Chaloy Sasei Shubatoira, which means, Kovod Abrius is so important, it can knock away seemingly a deraisa. And the Gemara challenges that, because we have a rule. Even when there's Kovod Abrius, ein eitzah v'ein tfuna neged Hashem. If Hashem says something, you have to do it. Famously, in All for the Boss, I seem to remember reading once, someone came up to Rabbi Herman and said to him, your clothes have shatnas in the middle of the street. So he took it off then and there. Why? I, Kovod Abrius, Ein Eitzah ve'ein Tfuna neged Hashem. No, it's an Issa deraisa to wear shatnas. So he took it off. And it says in the book, the person that shepherded him, lo hotzi shnoso, but al kaponim, what? In the middle of the street. He made him. It wasn't real. No, it wasn't real. He just, yeah.
you just said it is doichim.
Oh, so we have to put the two together. On the one hand, it's not doichim because there's a rule, ein Eitzah ve'ein Tfuna keneged Hashem. When Hashem says something, you have to do it. And we don't go with Kovod Abrius. On the one hand, we say, God will Kovod Abrius, so doicha lois ha-seisha b'toira. So Gemara says, the lois ha-seisha b'toira, that Kovod Abrius is doicha, is the lois ha-sei of lois sasu. Not to listen to the Rabbonim. You have to listen to the Rabbonim. It's a derisa that you have to listen to the Rabbonon. But the actual Rabbonon is the Rabbonon. The derisa gives power to the Rabbonon. On the Rabbonon's, God will Kovod Abrius, that you don't do the drabonon, if there's a Kvod HaBrius issue. But by Deraisa's Mamush, except where the Torah says, for instance, HaShavas HaVeda, the Torah says, Zokam Ve'en Lufi Kvodo does not have to pick up the HaShavas HaVeda. But that's, the Torah says it there. But otherwise, when it comes to Torah, you do have to push away you do have to push away the busha and follow the deraisa. Now the Gemara gives.
What's the answer to this one about the clothes in the street?
That's a deraisa.
He had to take it off.
Yeah, well, he didn't really, because it wasn't true. The guy was chaperoning him.
No.
But if it were to be true, yes. Yeah.
It's still the deraisa,
because it could be that it was shatnas terabon. Okay. Ah, okay. But for whatever reason, he was worried about what the person said is true, so he was choshish for it.
But isn't Kavod HaBrius also a deraisa?
It seems not. In Eitz Vein Tvun and Neged Hashem, if Hashem says something, you have to follow it.
But I'm asking, isn't Kavod HaBrius also a deraisa?
Seems not.
It does work in lots of cases.
Not Neged an Issa of the Torah. Except for a few places the Torah specifically says. Okay, so now, the Gemara there gives an example. The Gemara says... sorry? I said, except for where the Torah says, like HaShavas HaVeidah, Azokam Ve'en Lufi Kvod. The Gemara asks, why don't we learn from there? The Gemara Taka asks, why don't we learn from there? And Gemara says, tell you what it says, one second. Sha'ani Hosom, Dichsiv Yisalam Tomem, V'ligma Minei, Isur Mememoina Lo Yalfino. Okay, Al Kaponim, there are exceptions, as you're saying, that the Raisa does acknowledge it, but otherwise, it doesn't. So now, the Gemara over there discusses... Again, running after kings. It says, Reb Loza Bar Tzadok, who was a Kohen, says, Medalgin oyinu al gabei aroinos. We used to jump over Kvorim, Likras Malche Yisrael, to rush towards Jewish kings. Veloy Likras Malche Yisrael Bavad, not only towards Jewish kings, Amru El Afilu Likras Malche Akum, even to run to see Goyish kings, we would run. Why? Again, so that we can see the difference when Mashiach comes, the splendor of Melech HaMashiach. Ask the Gemara, how can you do this? Very nice, you want to see the king and you have a nice spiritual reason because you want to see what will be when Mashiach comes. But, in Chochma, Vein Tvunu, and Eitz Leged Hashem, how can a Kohen jump over an Oren? It's a Deraisa. Can't become Tomei. So the Gemara answers, Roiva Roinois, Yesh Ben Pesach Tefach. Roiv Aroinus have a certain halachic gap that makes that actually anyone that ventures over the Oroin will not become Tomei. A miut of them do not have this gap. Therefore, Api Alocha, we go Bosa Roiv, one is allowed to jump over, a Kohen is allowed to jump over an Oroin. However, Midrabonon we choshish for that miut, and therefore Midrabonon, a Kohen is not allowed to jump over. Aba Godel Kvoid Abrius, it's a type of Kvoid Abrius, or Kvoid Melucha, that's doichel lois association of Torah, meaning it's doichel the drabonon of listening, of loisos to listen to rabbonon, and you're allowed to not be choshish for that miut and jump over the kvarim. So here we see that there's this importance to go and see the king, not just the Jewish king, even the non-Jewish king, so much so that you jump over, one jumps over an oroin, a kohen may jump over an oroin and commit an issur drabonon in order to get to this important mamad, which will help him understand the position of Klal Yisrael as Lovoi, how much greater it is. Talking about Shatnas, just tell you some an interesting thing before we get back on track. Reb Nosson Adler famously left town once with a Chasam Sofer. I think he had to leave town because he did a lot of interesting practices, Reb Nosson Adler. He was a Mekubal, he davened Nusach Svad or Svadi. And in those days, people were very worried, although he was a God Lador, but people were very worried about any such practices. So they chased him out of town. Famously, the Chasam Sofer went with him, it was his Talmud. He accompanied him while he moved on. And during the travels, it was snowing, and the two horses got stuck in the snow. And eventually one of them could no longer function, so they stopped the carriage, and the wagon driver went down to the village to get another animal. And he came back, and Reb Nosson Adler, who was an old man, got out the carriage and started dancing. So the Chasam Sofer was like, what's happened to you, Rebbe? He said, can't you see? Can't you see? So he went to look, and he saw that he had brought an animal that would be Kilayim. And he's, so why dance? He said, when do I get an opportunity to be Makai in the mitzvah of Kilayim? Very rare. And they waited till he brought another animal. Very similar thing the Chasam Sofer himself did. Once an Osha of town came to him that he's lost all his money. So Chasam Sofer gave him a certain amount of money, told him to take the first business possible, and sent him along his way. And Taka was very much Sliach. When he came back, he brought to the Chasam Sofer a beautiful diamond ring to give to the Chasam Sofer's wife in appreciation. Chasam Sofer had Talmidim there, and Chasam Sofer took it. He looked, wow. Wow, so many diamonds, wow. And he assessed it, how much it would be worth. And the Talmidim were platzing, ribbis. They were about to say, Rebbe, ribbis. And then the Chasam Sofer gave it back. So they said, what were you thinking, Rebbe? What were you tumbling? He said, when do I arrive the Chasam Sofer? Who's going to give me ribbis? It's such a rare occasion. And he learned from his Rebbe to appreciate the mitzvah one's about to do. And to say no to such a big geschmacka thing. So Stamen, an interesting thing.
The ribbis, it was an appreciation, it wasn't a payment of a debt.
Well, he had to pay back the money that the Chasam Sofer lent him, plus he gave him the ring. He had lent him money and now he's giving back the money plus a ring. Once upon a time I used to learn with, he used to come here sometimes, Rav Moshe Bedil, on Matzah Shabbos, I used to learn with him. And we learned together chinuch. It always sticks in my mind, this chinuch, about kilayim. It says you shouldn't put shor v'chamor, yachtov. The chinuch says in an office, you shouldn't put in the same office two people for skenisht tzaman. You can't put in the same room to work together people that cannot get on. Das is kilayim. So al kaponim, let...
Look if yitzroi kudet.
Yeah, but there's kind of a certain point where it's a gatenished. So as I, it's a good point you're making. Yeah, lock of it or odif. Yeah, but pshat is like this. We just learned this week. I was learning with a rav in town. We were learning shira shirim, and the gra talks about. He says like this. He says, a friend, if you go and get on with him, can we get invited? Because you don't meet him every day. So you make sure to make us our shalom and just don't disturb each other. It's about a husband and a wife. They've got to have shalom. If they don't have shalom, it's a gaitnish because they're constantly together. So that's the answer. Yeah, medaf lock of Yitzroy and try and stay away from it. But if one is put into the situation as it's constant, then either he's going to be a gross of Almidus and he's going to grow from it. Like the Shaya Kedusha says, it's kedai to daven to have someone that gets on your nerves so that you could be locked off his yitzra, and that's Tachlis HaChaim. Other, it's not going to work. Now, coming back to our sugya, the Gemara, yeah.
Can I ask a topical question?
Yes.
This Indian of rushing to see the comet of the Malka,
yes.
Or Malka, does it apply when the Melech or the Malka is no longer alive?
Or to the funeral? So we'll discuss in a minute. I'm not passing halacha l'maaseh, that's A. But let's try quickly and go there. Right, so it's Azoy. I'm not sure whether that's covered, but at this point, later maybe it'll be covered by the funeral, but at this point it might be Bezoyim. But Kaponim, the Gemara in Brachas, Nunches or Medalef, I'm saying lying there, but it's not in Chazal. It's not called covered ameis to leave. I don't see the difference.
That's why they do it.
Yeah, no, I understand. They find it covered, but I don't think it's covered. I think it's a tzar for the meis, even a goyish meis. A tzar. It's a metziat. I'm not choylok on what they hold, but it's a tzar for the meis. I don't think there'd be a difference between heathen and goy.
That's not the point. The point is that we can.
So I think, again, we can't, I'm not here to be cholik on the metzias and what people hold. I just think it's a bit, mistoma, api chazal, it's bizoin ameis, and therefore, I'm not sure this covered when there's a bizoin. But I don't know, you have to ask your local rabbi. Akamonim, the Gemara in Brachas, Nun Ches Amud Aleph, says, Haroya Malchi Yisrael, someone that sees a king, makes a bracha, a Yiddish king, Baruch Shecholak Mekvoidoi Liyareyov. And someone that sees a goyisha king says Baruch Shanosu Mikvoidoi Lebriyosov, and it is a grace of covet. It's an unbelievable thing that one person is chosen. It's a very strange thing, like that people that used to be by force, and today it's maybe accepted. Whatever it is Hashem does give it. And I once saw in a very old sefer that one of the big Islamic rulers used to have Eliyahu coming to him every day to discuss affairs. As a brother, as a Rabbanah Shasef I saw in. Because when you rule the world, you are given Samsiat Shmai by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not stam. The Gemara says that one cannot comprehend what goes through a melech, not yesterday's melech, not, I'm saying an olden time melech, what he has to go through is just unwritable. He says if all the sea would be ink, it wouldn't be enough to write down what's going through his head the whole time, the amount of affairs that he has to deal with. But I'll upon him, the shaila is, what about a queen? Especially for those that are machmir, not to see the face of a woman at all, as discussed. Even without his boinenus, so how can one make a brocha on the malka when one can't see her? So here's relevant to what you asked about the funeral. In the poskim, it's mavua, from Rosh Hashanah specifically, that the brocha is not on specifically seeing the melech or the malka, it's the splendor. Because as we said, we want to see the glory and compare it to the glory of when Mashiach will come. And therefore, we don't have to see the malka. And forget Rosh Hashanah's matama, when the queen used to come out to the balcony and wave, people made the bracha. He said, it's not with an entourage, it's not with the trumpets, it's not with the drums, it's not with the horses, it's not with necessarily the crown, it's not with the splendor. Maybe there, one doesn't make the bracha. And he says so too in person, maybe one doesn't make the bracha. But he agrees that the minig is not so. The minig is to make the bracha in person. So, upon him, I wanted to suggest like this. It could be, back in the day, seeing the king was seeing the melucha. Because when you see a powerful person, a person that can kill, a person that, if you do step wrong, you're finished, then it's awesome. And you see the whole melucha standing in front of you just by seeing him. You shudder. Like Ramosha Feinstein said, he used to shockle in Shemona Esra. But when he had to once visit the Tsar, he poshut froze. And he understood from then on, Ashmona Esra, you'll be Fnei HaMelech. And you can't shockle. That was his mahalach. But upon him, what does that mean? There was no entourage. Okay, it was a palace, but it wasn't the whole entourage, a whole malchus going on. Oh, but when you see a man that he is that whole thing, then you shudder and you feel the whole melucha. Today, we know it's not so. It doesn't have the power to kill. It's more keeping up a legacy or a heritage that once was. So seeing, one could say, is not mechayev a bracha necessarily, because you don't see that all. But when you do see the trumpets and the whole entourage, says Rav Moshe Sternberg, he says like this. He says, when it comes to voted in people, one could say, first of all, they can't just kill, although it's through them a lot of people get killed. But they can't just do it. They need permission. If they do something wrong, they can be knocked off. So therefore, even the president of America, there were many in Eretz Yisrael. I remember one of them came when I was there, Rabbi Ashfeld, not to make a brocha, because he's dependent on the votes, etc. But Rabbi Sternbach wants to say the English king queen, I don't know if it's in the first volume, I don't know if it would stand today, but he wants to say like this, even if they do not have the power that they used to have, but A, they are not voted in, they're there to stay unless there's a revolution, which could happen, but I'm saying they're there to stay, that's A. B, could be they have some powers deep down, not that they can really use it, but they have some powers. And C, and this is his main point, is the kavod ha-melucha hasn't changed. The entourage and what it looks like, yeah, deep down in our hearts, we might know that it's more of a show than what it used to be, a real, real thing, but the kavod and the way it's treated in law as a monarch and with all the soldiers and him being Baroish Kulam is Mamela the... You will see yesteryear's melucha being played out. And Mamela, very good with what we said, that if the bracha isn't on seeing the king, it's about the splendor, to remind us what will be with the splendor of Mashiach, then that's all there. Or it might be still in our hearts, we don't truly feel it, but there's a lot there to see.
It's also one of the Shulam Mitzvot Menoyach that the goyim were performing in the courts of justice, law and order.
You don't have to have a king for that, though.
You have to have some form of authority.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be necessarily a king. Yeah, but I'm saying, on a president, you don't necessarily make a bracha. That's what I'm saying.
According to that, if you go to Buckingham Palace to see the changing of the guard, you can make the bracha on
no,
the king.
No, because you need melucha betokfoy. You need the king there, you need the guards, you need the trap, you need that. You need the whole Mahmud.
Trump had more power than the queen.
No, together. All together, the entourage, with the queen. You don't need to see the queen. And I'll prove it to you. The Gemara in Brachos Nukah says that Rav Sheshes was blind. He was a Saginaw. The Gemara says that he was there with a scoffer. And the scoffer said, what are you coming for? Everyone's going towards the king. What are you coming for? You can't even see. So he said, I'll tell you when the king comes. So a trumpet started. And silence. Trumpet started. And the scoffer said, oh, the king's for sure coming. So he said, no. And then the next guards came with noise. King's for sure coming. Said, no. And then there was silence. And he said, now the king's for sure coming, said Rav Sheshes. The blind man, the scoffer was like, well, yeah, come on. And the king came. And he brought from a pasuk, lo beruach Hashem, lo be'ish Hashem, only because mamodako. Right? So al kaponim, and he made the bracha. Rav Sheshes made the bracha. And again, the scoffer made fun of him. So Rav Sheshes set his eyes upon the scoffer and turned him to a heap of bones. The eyes that couldn't see, he set on him and turned him to a heap of bones. You see, even without seeing, rather, you need the king there as well. That's clear. You need the whole mamad there. But he couldn't see, and he made the bracha. It's a machlokes if that's true only of someone that once was able to see, so he understands what this procession is. He just now can't see, or even if he never could see. But upon him, one doesn't actually have to see necessarily mamash, the king or queen, according to Ramosh Shlomo. I'm not saying according to everyone. I'm just telling you what he says. For those that are very machmir, not to look at a woman at all, that would be etzer for them. Now, obviously in this debate, as we said, is whether the Malchus today, leaving aside what we just said, the splendor of the Malchus, whether the Malchus today has a toikuf, proper toikuf. It could be, Mishum, you know, covered HaMalchus, we will still make the bracha, sort of, because Lamaisa it's carrying on, even though it doesn't have that toikuf. That might be a cheshbon of Kiddush Hashem, etc. There are sometimes such cheshbonos. But I'll just share with you in Halacha another such type thing relevant for us, which comes to question. And that is, there is a Halacha to wear a double covering over the head for Shmoine Ezra, a couple and a hat. So there are those that argue, what's the reason to wear the double covering? Because the Mishmur says, because that's the way you come before a king, humble. Well, today, the opposite's true. Most people would come without a double covering to the king, without covering at all. It's in to come bareheaded, definitely to president, etc. The cooler you look, the more you'll fit in with the president. So is this halacha of our bottle? So Moshe Steinbuch says no. He says Malchus is Malchus. Malchus is covered, and Malchus is how it was, and that has to continue. Just because the leaders have decided to westernize themselves and cheapen themselves, and Melech Puk doesn't, they wear a crown, etc. But I'm saying, the society has cheapened themselves, doesn't change this halacha, because the opposite is true. When the whole idea of a melech, it's a very interesting thing. Why is one person in charge more than other people? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Shema tam chochem. So he's got a reason to be over others, or Novi. Why is one person chosen? Either he won the war, or it's a pele. The answer is matana from Hashem. But why does Hashem give such a matana? In order to help us have Yerushalayim, similar to what the Rambam says, why is there Notzrim and why is Ishmaelim? To help us be Mamin in the Melech HaMashiach. All the world now believes in such a thing. So too there's a Melech, as Chazal always says, to teach us Malchus Da'ara Ke'em Malchus Da'Rukiya, to help us remember, like the blue on the tzitzis, to help us remember as though HaMelech Malchi Amlochim. So it could be, just thinking this morning, could be that, forget, today's society, Dafka doesn't want a melech per se. There is a bit of a melech here. I'm saying, doesn't want a melech to rule them. Why? Because there's enem perke oil. They don't want to remember melech malcham lochem nisht. So it starts here. No one on top of us. And the melech, there's no one on top of us. The society's open for freedom. But when there used to be a certain Yerushalayim in the world, then there was also a musig of melech to help us remember the melech malcham lochem. That's just an idea. Now, halacha lemaisa, it's brought in Simreish Chof Dalet. The Beis Yosef says one can't do any more Isurei Drabonon to go towards at least a Goyshe king. He's got riots, it was only said for a Yiddish king, others argue. And it's brought halacha lemaisa this brocha. Mishnah Berurah says even someone that's not a king, he's appointed, but he has the power to kill, etc., he also has a bracha to be said on him. But he says an interesting thing. He says, once you've seen the king once, don't go again, it's bittul Torah. However, if he's going out with a larger procession, a bigger army, more drums, it's going to be something special, then go again. So you see, it's all about the kovod. It's not necessarily just about the king, it's all about the kovod. And so I'm sure a funeral, the chayra, is kovod, malchus. If it's all about the kovod, not the king, anyway, the king will be there, but if it's all about the kovod, faket, it's probably one of the biggest times that there'll be kvod malchus. So there is a mokum for it. I'm not saying necessarily one's meant to go. I don't know today how it works. I'm just saying that's the idea. Also, you can, those that have devices, the chayra can see it. But the shayla is, do you feel that splendor? Do you feel that awe? If there is an awe and a splendor to be seen and felt, do you feel it on the screen? Go shayla. And I would think...
So the hetzer would be to go, when you go, is for you to get a chizuk in kvod malchus.
Yeah, and that's why, by the way, the Chassid Sofer says...
It's for you to get the chizuk.
Yeah, that's what it's for. And the Chassid Sofer says that that's why today it could be, even for a Goyshe king, you could be over drabonon. The Mogen Avraham says it was only said for a Yiddish king, which you have a chiyuv of kovod. Actually, a Goyshe king, yes, when you're in front of me, you have a chiyuv of kovod, but you don't have to run to be mechabedin. He says, not true, because the whole thing is to get for you Yosek, Shiyavchim, what will be by Mashiach. It's all about Kvod Shemayim. So you can do it, Issa Drabanan, to run for such a king, and the Mishnah Berurah says it. I would suggest, I think someone like the head of Russia has probably got, probably the strongest melech today in Halacha. I'm pretty sure he'd have to make a broch on him, but ask a Rav.
Thank you, man. Extended program on